This is a sermon from the archives of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa. Our legacy project reminds you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
This morning we read the story of Jesus' baptism from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me." Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice from the heavens came up, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Now let's join together in our affirmation of faith. I believe in God of Jesus of Nazareth, who blesses the meek, the poor, and the persecuted, exalts the least, and saves the lost. I believe in the Holy One, whose dearest child, Jesus the Christ, please God far more than any tongue or pen can ever tell. I believe in the baptized Christ and the community of love and hope which grew around his word and witness. I believe that he is the first citizen of a new race where the entry fee is divine grace and the ground rules are shaped by love. I believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, by whom old things find new birth, and new things grow on to maturity, and the dead receive regeneration. I believe in one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and in the limitless life which flows for the healing of the nations. Amen.
Our focus scripture this morning is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 through 9. These words have been interpreted in many ways. Isaiah's original writer is writing, the subject is Israel. The people that he's writing to are Israel. We've read into these words that he is describing Jesus, and that Jesus fits the description. But he's also writing to us. So I invite you this morning to hear these words as they are written to us in this day. God says, "Here is my servant, whom I strengthen, the one I have chosen, with whom I am pleased. I have filled him with my Spirit, and he will bring justice to every nation. He will not shout or raise his voice, or make loud speeches in the streets. He will not break off a bent reed, nor put out a flickering lamp. He will bring lasting justice to all. He will not lose hope or courage. He will establish justice on the whole earth. Distant lands eagerly wait for his teaching. God created the heavens and stretched them out. God fashioned the earth and all that lives there. God gave life and breath to all its people. And now God says to God's servants, 'I, God, have called you and have given you power to see that justice is done on the entire earth. Through you I will make a covenant with all peoples, Through you I will bring light to the nations. You will open the eyes of the blind and set free those who sit in dark prisons. I alone am your God. No other God may share my glory. I will not let idols share my praise. The things I predicted have now come true. Now I will tell you of new things, even before they begin to happen. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. No, we're not celebrating a baptism this morning. Yes, the baptismal font is out, but it's out for a reason. This Sunday, the Sunday after Epiphany, is always known as Baptism of Jesus Sunday. You may have noticed that in the top of your bulletin this morning. It is Baptism of Jesus Sunday, where we hear the story of Jesus' baptism from one of the three Gospels that you will find it. It's in the Synoptic Gospels, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. We hear the story, we know it well. Jesus baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River, baptized by immersion, dunked, so to speak. It's one of several ways that we baptize. Can be by immersion, can be by what we call and what we practice sprinkling. It can be by pouring, holding an infant's head or an adult's head over the water and dumping water on them. I remember one time in a confirmation class, in my previous call, that I was showing a video, and it was about baptism. And I don't know what it was. I think in an Orthodox church where they had this big baptism. Think of like this baptismal here on steroids. Huge. And the priest took that baby by its feet and dunked it into the water. That poor kid, what a shock, huh? Not only do we remember Jesus' baptism this morning, hear the story once again, but we're also called, this time invited on this Sunday, to think about our baptisms. Most of us were baptized as infants, so we really don't remember the actual day itself and what took place. Some of us have been baptized in other ways, if I remember correctly. That baptism is one of the two sacraments that we practice in the most Protestant churches. And if you read in the United Church of Christ, the Book of Worship, I'm sure there are words similar in other books of worship, in the preamble, the description of baptism, the explanation of it, it tells us that baptism is an outward, visible sign of the grace of God. It tells us it is the mark of our acceptance into the care of Christ's church. That's important, for all baptized are to be cared for equally, with the same love and concern, no matter who they are, where they are, what we might think of them. Baptism is something that's very personal. We celebrate, we gather with family and the community of faith, but it's also communal. Not just for our own personal use, but for our own personal service in the church, in God's world. Have you ever walked into the corner of a counter, a sharp corner? It leaves a mark, doesn't it? Have you ever put a glass of cold liquid of some kind, a beverage, on a wooden table without putting a coaster under it? It leaves a mark, doesn't it? Baptism leaves a mark. A mark on us. As you said earlier, a mark of our acceptance into Christ's church. A mark that we are claimed by God, beloved by God. It left that mark on Jesus. It leaves that mark on us as well. Baptism, like our names, gives us an identity. An identity beyond ourselves. It identifies who we belong to, besides our families. Ultimately, first and most importantly, we belong to God, marked by the waters of baptism. Yes, eventually that water that we are baptized with will dry. It will evaporate. But the mark remains. But it shows up in a different way. In the United Church of Christ, in the Manual on Ministry, there is a section that talks about the marks of faithful and effective ministry. Things that identify pastors in who they are, what they are to do, what they are to work towards, because nobody, no pastor has met them all 100%. But we're supposed to work towards them. The identity that's given to us at baptism, we hear from the prophet Isaiah, servant. We are God's servants, Christ's servants. I think there should be marks of faithful and effective servants too. And we heard them this morning as we shared together the prophet's words. The marks of a servant, one who doesn't shout or raise their voice, one who won't break off a bent reed or put out a flickering lamp, one who will bring lasting justice to all the world, one who will not lose hope or courage. We are to see that justice is done, to open the eyes of the blind, to free those who sit in dark prisons, not just prisons of stone and bars, but all the ways that imprison our brothers and sisters and us as well. Those are the marks of a faithful and effective servant of God. I think these words from Isaiah should be read at every baptism. It lays out the path of servanthood. It lays out what baptism means. How we are to act as the baptized, beloved children of God, with whom God is well pleased. I invite you to read these words of Isaiah 42, 1 through 9, to yourselves. That in place of every time it says he, insert your own name. Make it more personal. It will help us to understand what a servant's role is and what the marks of servanthood are in God's world. We are called and empowered to be God's servants through the mark of baptism. It is God's gift to us. But there's another sentence in the Book of Worship of our United Church of Christ that explains it further. Not only is baptism God's gift to us, it also calls for a response, our response to the marks of a faithful and effective servant. That is how our baptism shows through to others now. Not dripping with water, but with the lives that we lead and the ways that we serve God. Let the mark of your baptism show this day, every day, and give praise to God. Amen.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.